This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
In all the other cases, you can ask that they are muad mitchiloson, where a shoir, keren, is only muad after three times. And what will you do, as the Gemara, with a man d'omer that keren is more chomur than the others? According to them, afilu keren ami asu. According to that man d'omer, you can take even learn keren from bur and one other. Rachmonas, so why does the Torah take and list them all? If they could be learnt from Boer and one other, why does the Torah specify each one separately? That's because each one has separate halachas which would not have been able to be deduced from the Me'atzad. Says Rashi, Ulaman de Omer lo yispare sheikha. This man de Omer that Kirin is Adifa, says Rashi, I don't know where that is. For the specific halachas that the one has which the other does not have. Says Tosfos. Shekein mu'odim, ein leforish shemeshalmin nezek sholim. What's happened to Leonard Gordon? Leonard hasn't been here for ages. Ein lefarish shemeshalmin nezek sholim. Dim kein keren nami asya. This does not mean when the Gemara says shekein mu'odim mitchiloson, that doesn't mean because what in what way is keren a mu'ad? Because it's got nezek sholim. Because if that were the problem, let's learn that keren is also mu'ad mitchiloson. Kivan deliksiv, since it's not written, what is the problem? The Gemara is stating the mu'odim mitchiloson as a barrier to learning keren from the other ovis. Says Tosfos, it's not a barrier to learning Keren from the other of us. You could learn Keren, Elama, you would have to learn that Keren is Chayav Nezek Sholim from the beginning. That's what you would have. Good, fine. So that's what you would learn, but that doesn't make it impossible to learn Keren from the others. Elama Farish Rabbeinu Tam, de Mu'odim Mitchiloson, Haina Shedarkon Lahazik. Mu'odim Mitchiloson doesn't mean that they are Mu'odim in terms of their payment, the technical term Mu'ad of the payment of Nezek Sholim. Muad mitchiloson means they are muad from the beginning to pay nezek sholim. Because why is it that they have to pay nezek sholim from the beginning? Because what they do is perfectly according to their nature. Mashein kein, in the case of keren, it's a deviation from their nature, and that's the difference. Mashein bekeren destam sholim becheska shimur kaivi, because this is going according to the mandama that ordinary shvorim one may assume don't do this kind of thing. They don't go going. According to the man d'omer, that palga d'niska is knas. So what does it mean, palga d'niska knaso? Me'ikir adin yurpotu. The first time a keren goes, a shore goes, or the second time a shore goes. But yurpotu, why yurpotu? Because you weren't expected to predict, to know that he would do that kind of thing. It's deviant behavior. So who is this man d'omer? Rashi says, I don't know who it is. Who is this man d'omer who says keren is more chomur? The one who says that palga d'niska mamoina holds that the shoir, that the keren is darko, it is normal, and the very first time he goes, he should already be chayav nezek sholim. Shedarko lahazik. It's his normal derech to be mazik. We do not assume that an ox is naturally protected from doing this kind of thing. Those are the two mandomers. And not like the perish akuntris that we don't know where it is. That there's a mandomer which is not referred to in the Gemara. It actually doesn't say I don't know where it is. It actually says there isn't. In the Gemara there isn't a source for this. That means the Gemara is referring here to a mandomer who is not referred to anywhere else in the Gemara. That's how Rashi learns it. So that's one kasha that you can ask is why does make keren adif? At best, keren should be equal, and even that's a bit of a shada why it should be equal.
Why, that precise instance, since the Torah says it's all about, anything in addition to that, it's about what God promised in our Hazik.
Oh, so that I was coming to the second question that one can ask is that that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say Ulaman de Omer Adrabe Keren Adifa de Darku Lazik. That's what the Gemara should say according to Tosfos. That's the important thing. What's Kavanos Lazik got to do with it? Each Av has got its own peculiarity, and Keren's peculiarity is Kavanos Lazik. So why put in the Kavanos Lazik here? So what Jeff is saying is that it's equal to the others in as much as Darku Lahazik, and on top of that it's Kavanos Lahazik. So it's got an aggressive nature as well. And yet we pay half. So why do we pay half then? What are we going to say? According to this man Domer, why do you pay half? Rashi will come back to in a moment. Yes, why Chas Rachmon in the case of Keren Dafka? What would be the reason for that Chas Rachmona? What daf was that on? No, then it's not Adifa. As the Gemara says, the akasi loy iyaid ture, which means that there's something in between urche and lav urche. So he wants to say that it's lav urche, but it's lav also, it's also lav beches kashmira kaimi. Lav beches kashmira kaimi doesn't mean that it's beches kas loy shmira. There's a difference. Shein and regel, there's a chazoka that they're going to eat. Sure, according to the Mandomar that Stam Shorim Becheska Shimur Kaimi, there's a chazoka that it will not go. This Mandomar simply holds that Keren is there's a chazoka, there's not a chazoka that it will not go. But it's not the same as Shein and Regal. Shein and Regal is a chazoka that will do the damage. You have to learn it that way. Until it's in Miyayid, then it has a chazoka that it's going to damage. No, it's not Murad Mitchilosu. The others are Murad Mitchilosu. Right, that this man Omer holds, that other man Omer holds the Muodim Mitchiloson, that means Shedarkun Lahazik. So he holds Darkun Lahazik, Mashain Kain Bekerin, the Stam Shorim Becheska Shimur Kaimi, the Manda Babagin is Kikinasade, it's not Darkun Lahazik. Ulamandoma Adra Bekerin Adifa, Hainu Lamandoma Pagadiniske Mamoino, Shedarkun Lahazik, he doesn't say Muod, he says Shedarkun Lahazik. The Darkei Lahazik, no, it's not Muad, the Gemara also doesn't use that phrase as Muad Mitchilosa. But for the others, only for Shein and Regel. He doesn't say, according to the second man, Norma, Shor is Muad Mitchilosa. It's not Muad Mitchilosa. The Torah says it's not Muad Mitchilosa. Nobody says Shor is Muad Mitchilosa. At most, Tosfos is prepared to say that if you hold Palga, then Iska Mamoina, then you're saying Darkei Lahazik, V'loi Kaimi Bechez Kashimur. As Darko Lahazik, in as much as that there's not a chazoka that it will not be mazik. But it's not the same as Shein V'Regel. So it comes back to Eric's question in that case. So it's not Adif. Shein V'Regel is a chazoka that's going to do the damage. In Keren, at most it's a chazoka that there isn't a chazoka that it won't do the damage. But what makes it Adifo? So maybe the two together, that's where the Kavanos Lahazik comes in. The fact that it's Lav Becheska Shimur Kaimi and there's Kavanos Lahazik, that's what does it. But we at least see why Rashi's not happy. We at least see why Rashi's not happy with this.
He
says that it's not worthy. Yet he's satisfied with that as being the reason why it's not satisfied. You haven't brought that more over there.
Yeah, but you can't say it's Mu'ad. The Torah says it's not Mu'ad yet. So there's nothing you can do with that. It surely is not Mu'ad the first three times. There's nothing you can do about that. But he qualifies that Darko Lahazik. He says, Darko Lahazik veloi kaimi bechez kashimun. That is the Darko Lahazik. It is Darko Lahazik in as much as it's not bechez kashimun. But it's not a chazoka that it's going to damage.
It's a
complicated
as a
qualification of the. No, you can't learn it as two things. That's the Darko Lahazik. So why doesn't it say Dilo Kami? The Palgan is Kamamoina, Shadarko Lahazik. Because it's not because it's not Kami Bechaz Kashimu that it is Darko Lahazik.
Isn't that what we learned?
No, it's the other way around. It's because that's the animal's nature. It's lokami bechaz kashimur. Because that's all that the Gemara and Tosfot talks about is bechaz kashimur. It doesn't talk about darko lahazik. It talks about whether it's bechaz kashimur or not. Says Tosfos that machlokes of bechaz kashimur or not is the machlokes of darko lahazik. But it's a qualified darko lahazik. Rashbo brings Rabbi Tam and words it slightly differently. He says, "V'ha'inu leman d'omar palgan iska mamoino." And according to the one who says palgan iska mamoino, "Distam shvorim lav beches kashimur kaimi," because tam shvorim lav beches kashimur kaimi, "umitchiloson mu'odin hein leilechu lahazik kishara nizokin." Rashbo learns that there's no difference. That this man, the Omer, holds that a stam shorim is lav beches kashimur kaimi. That means it's mu'ad like anything else. Ve'adifa minayoshi leilam kavanos lahazik. And there's kavanos lahazik on top of it. Also, let's see if he says anything on that as well. No, he doesn't. He just leaves it out. So why is the Torah chas? There we might have to say that the kavanos lahazik maybe. The aggressive nature, as Tosfos said on Daf Dalet, Daf Gimel. But the fact that it's kavanos lahazik makes it difficult to be shomer. So the Torah is chas. Als mazik, it's a worse mazik. Als a mazik, it's a worse mazik. But for the first couple of times, the Torah is chas maybe because it's difficult to keep, to look after a shor who's aggressive. I don't know. Has anybody got a shittim kibetzis here? Maybe. Can we get? Well, let's just have a look and see if we can find anybody on that teshuvah that learns it differently, but would fit in with the shittas harashbol, because the harashbol is learning differently to Tosfos here. Tosfos is careful not to say that it's mamoina, that it's mu'ad mitchiloso. Shidarkel hazik v'loy kami bechaz kashimu.
Thank you.
Let's just see if there's anything on Daf Tesvov that can give us an approach to this. Kim Le Yashevi asks, according to the man of Palganiske Mamoino, Lamo yesh chiluk ben keren l'regel. Why is there a chiluk between keren and regel? The perush atosfus the pirush lekama the keren urche. According to the perush atosfus, explains further on. There's obviously another atosfus again that keren is urche. According to the mandom of the palgadis kamamoyna, that it's urche. You've got to consider it as a normal nezek. Why is there a difference in payment? The mikol makom ein hezek a motzui kol kach k'moy acherim. You've got to say it's still not as frequent as the others. It's not as pretty. It's darker lahazik, but it's not urche like the others. Aval ein loy ma bishvil de chas rachmona. Don't know what it means in the Gemara, says that. So this obviously show fits in, the keren fits in somewhere in between. And here when the Rashbo says mitchilosun mu'odim hein leilech ulhazik kishara nizokin, it's as natural for them to do it, but they don't do it that frequently. That's how we'll have to learn. But shein and regel is urche. It's natural and frequent. Whereas keren is natural, but they don't do it so often. It's natural for them to do it occasionally. When they do it, it's not abnormal. But it's and therefore the first couple of times he gets you off guard, you weren't expecting him to do that. But it's moment, strictly speaking, you should have watched out for it because it's not an abnormal behavior. Now, what about Rashi? Rashi says the Gemara does not bring this manda omer that says keren is adif hashikavanos lahazik. Says the Vilna Gaon, nichtav betzidu bedaf hakodim. It's only a daf away, not very difficult to find. Did you find what the Vilna Gaon is talking about? You didn't find what the Vilna Gaon. It's already very posh when you start looking at it. It's really very posh. Let's start learning at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Let's do a little bit of Chazorah. Omar Rav Yehuda, down three lines on the bottom. Tana Shoel Lekayno Amave L'Sheina. Again, according to Shmuel, where Shor means Keren and Mave means Shein. This is how you must learn the Mishnah. Loi ri ha keren shein ano le zekei kiri yashen sheyesh ano le zekei. If keren were stated, we wouldn't be able to learn out shein because shein yesh ano le zekei. And Tosfos, you remember, explained yesh ano le zekei, so the animal is very motivated to go. It's very difficult for the balabos to restrain the animal if he has ano. Keren doesn't have ano, so it's easier to restrain the animal. So therefore, I would have said, had keren been written, that the Torah patterns you in the case of shame, that it's too difficult to control an animal in the case of shame. On the other hand, v'lo ri'ya shein shein kavanos lahazik ri'ya keren shein kavanos lahazik. And if only shein were written, I would say shein you chayav for, because there's no aggressive, it's not aggressive, you can restrain an animal that isn't aggressive. But keren, where the animal is aggressive, maybe you wouldn't be able to restrain it. Ask the Gemara of Lavka v'Chomer. Remember how we learned it. Whether you're looking at the Gavra or the Chefetz, remember the Shita Mekubet says, if you're looking at the object, then and if you're looking at the subject, at the balabos, then this is logical. It's easier to restrain an animal that's not aggressive. It's easier to restrain an animal that is not motivated by its stomach. But then the Gemara comes and says, no, the other way around. We've got to look at the severity of the nezek independent of the bailin. V'Lavka v'Chomer. Ma shen shen kavanos lazik chayiv keren she kavanos lazik lekol shche. Then the Gemara goes through backwards and forwards with Eved and Amo, and comes down a few lines early, Ela Perichochi. But this is how you've got to explain the Mishnah. Lo yirei ha-keren she-kavanos lahazik, yirei ha-shein she-in-kavanos lahazik. If keren were written, I wouldn't be able to learn the others, because keren is kavanos lahazik, and you cannot learn from the others. Lo yirei ha-shein she-shano le-ezeke, yirei ha-keren she-inano le-ezeke. So what do we see from here, from this Kal Vachomer? That if keren were written, you couldn't learn the others. Why not? Because keren is kavanos lahazik. So you see that according to this man, the Omer, kavanos lahazik makes keren so chomer that you can't learn anything else from it. That's the man, the Omer. So the Vilna Gaon, very simple. What's Rashi getting all confused about? The Furush and the Gemara. That's all very easy. That's not difficult to discover. What's a little bit more difficult to discover is, no, what about Rashi? Didn't he know the Gemara and Daftar? So there's something in Rashi that makes it impossible for Rashi to learn like the Vilna Gaon. That you need to find. On what? Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but that wouldn't. Why can't the lachtosfus is no problem? The question is why can't learn like the Vilna Gaon? This is not that the Vilna Gaon is not learning lachtosfus. The Vilna Gaon is learning poshut kavanos lahazik is bechumra.
According to Rashi, if you want to say that the parent of Jadik, according to where Rashi learns it, must mean you must come out from the spay. Not from the spay, you should pay this if shalom.
Yeah, but you see, there is such a mandom. That would be against the Torah. So Rashi should say, Rashi should ask that. How can there be such a mandoma? Then there would have to be an Ezek Sholem Mitkil also. That's not what Rashi is worried about.
But the whole thing is back over there, that mandoma at the back there is going always. He's saying, you can't let them care, you can't let them change. You know, if you've got a chumah, you can't learn out of it because of the chumah.
Right.
But it doesn't mean necessarily that mandoma is saying, therefore, that you would have learned, that you'd be able to learn, take Ezek Sholem for caring.
Not that you would pay Nezik Sholem for Keren, that the Torah says you don't pay Nezik Sholem. The only question is, would you be able to learn Keren out from the others?
Well, you can't learn the same thing from the others.
But we've just come to the conclusion that you can learn the others out. We've just come to the conclusion that you can learn the others out. Excepting Keren, the court of the mind of the Keren, Zadifa, you can learn it all out. The question is, where do we find that you could learn Keren from a Kal Vachomer? From the others, because the Keren is more chomer than the others. Right. Yeah, but you see from this Gemara, it's more than that. That it's so much that if you didn't, that if Keren alone was written, you could learn the others. That means if Shane was there, you couldn't learn. If Keren was there, you couldn't learn Shane. But if Shane was there, you could learn a kavachomer onto Keren. Right.
Not that Keren's got a greater chumra necessarily than anything else. Yeah. The fact that Keren did means that now that's the chumra.
So what's Rashi's problem then? Why is Rashi looking for such a man d'omer? Then that's poshut.
Because Keren Adifa then doesn't necessarily mean Keren Adifa, doesn't mean that Keren is a greater chumra. It's like all the others.
But then what's Rashi's difficulty? Why does Rashi say lo yisparish heicha? Then that would be the kula on them. There would be no difficulty. It says, Rashi, I don't find anybody who holds that Keren is adif. That the kavanosa because we've learned the first mandoma that the kavanosa lahazik in Keren, or the is in fact is a or the darko lahazik at least is in fact a kula in Keren, or the ein darko lahazik is in fact a kula in Keren. Now the Gemara comes along and says, but there's another man, the Omar, who holds that the chumra of Kavanos Lahazik outweighs all the other kulas.
But why is the man, the Omar, they hold that? Because it's equal to Keren of Hashem, according to
the... So you can ask another kasha. If that's the man, the Omar, that the Gemara is talking about, why doesn't the Gemara say that Shein also you can't learn out? Good, that's a kasha. But we'll find a better reason for it.
Shane is also a different
Kavona. That Rashi that we noticed, that Rashi that we had our letter on. Shane couldn't be learned from Shane. I'll tell you what the key Rashi is. The first Rashi on that Al Damun Aleph. Who else are we missing today? A lot of people missing that. Anthony, but there's nothing left on for him.
I accept that it's all the last one for this guy.
So you're the newest learning. Who else is there? Any other regulars around here? There were 21 in the shield the other day, no? Andrew and Johnny. Andrew and Jonathan Salatin. Look at that Rashi Kevin. Glory Hashem, Shin Kavanos, the Ikos of Rachmon Hashem, Loy Asikirin Mine. Well, hachi porich v'lav kavachlemenu. Kol shchein de mishum high time enough ikirin mishay. And this question also applies to the first limud. Says Rashi that the objection raised by the Kal Vachomer applies not only to the Kavonosol Lahazik side of the limud, but also to the Hanosol Lehezekah side of the limud. So when it says the Lo Riakirin Shein Ano Lehezekah, Rashen Sheish Ano Lehezekah, says Rabbi Yehuda, you wouldn't be able to learn Shein if Karen was written. Read in the Kasha on that as well. Why not? Surely it's a Kal Vachomer. If Karen was written Karen, where there's no Ano Lehezekah, you chayev Shein Lo Kol Shein. That's what Rashi says. So according to Rashi, the shein, the kavonos lahazik of the hano behezeka of shein, and the kavonos lahazik of keren are equally kal v'chomer, however you want to look at them. And you could direct that kal v'chomer against both equally. But you might remember in the Shita Mukubet says there was a Shita, that this kasha only goes on the second one. Remember, we asked, why does the Gemara ask it only on the second one? So Rashi says it's asked on the second, but it means on the first. But there was a shita, the Rimi Gash was asked in the Shita Mikubetis. The Rimi Gash learns like Rashi himself. But from the question, you can see that the person who was asking the question doesn't learn that way, and he took it that the kasha is only on the second one. On the second one, I can say kavanosu lahazik. That's a problem. Ma'im shein shein kavanosu lahazik chayiv keren shein kavanosu lahazik lo kol shechein. So you see that the chumra of kavanosu lahazik outweighs everything else. That means the Gemara is prepared to accept the first side, that if keren was only written, that you couldn't learn shein from it. That I can understand, says the Gemara. But that if shein was written, you couldn't learn keren from it. That I can't accept, because keren is much more chumra. So if you're going to learn that the kasha of the Kal Vachomer is only on the second tzad, then you will have a proof that the Kavanosa Lahazik is a more severe chumra than the other chumras. It's true, each one has a chumra, but there would be a raya from there that the Kavanosa Lahazik is a more severe chumra than the others. Masha'en ken, according to Rashi, the way Rashi learns that it's an equal kasha on both sides, and then Eric's kasha becomes strong, so then you're Shein as well. What's the difference? So what does the Vilna Gaon mean? Didn't he know the Rashi on the Dalit? So the Vilna Gaon says, if you're not going to learn like Tosfos, then this Gemara on Daf Hei is a Hechrech, not like Rashi says on Daf Dalit. What the Vilna Gaon is really doing here is asking a Kasha on Rashi on Daf Dalit. You, Rashi, who don't want to learn like Tosfos, are forced to learn that the Kal Vachomer only goes on the second side. Because if you don't, you have no Makor to understand this Gemara. That's your problem. Mishlama Tosfos can learn the way you want to learn on Daf Dalit. He can say that the Kasha goes on both because he's got another source for you. But if you don't want to accept Tosfos' Pshat here on Daf Hei, then you're forced to learn Daf Dalit differently. And now we understand after that Kasha to the Rimi Gash. They asked him on Daf Dalit. And the Rimi Gash gets very upset with the Kasha. He gives him what for? V'nishal Arav Rabbeinu Yosef Alevi Zal Ibn Migash Mimar Rav Kluf Zal Bar Avrom V'ze L'shoin HaShayla Mu'atoko Miloshoin Arovi. This is the Shayla answered from translated from Arabic. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shmuel Tano Shoel Kano Ma V'loshoin V'achikam Olo Riyah Keren Shein Eno Lezeke Kriya Shein Almo Ein Ano Lezeke Chumra V'yesh Ano Lezeke Kula ולא יליף קל מחומר וכשיק שהתלמוד על לא יראי השן שאין כוונוס להזיק חוזר ואומר לאיפ להפוך ולא יראי הקרן שכוונוס להזיק תחמיר וכירי השן שאין כוונוס להזיק תקילה ולראי השן etc. etc. It's quoting the Gemara. והוק שלי איך עושו בתחילו יש לנו לזה ככולו ואחר כך עושו עושו חומר. First Kasha he asks, how can you switch around? That was one of our Kashas too at the time. Either it's a chumr or it's a kula. How can you start off saying hano lezeik is a chumr? And then you say, "V'lav kal v'chomer," and you just change. Now an ola zeka becomes a kula. V'oid, my time a hodol beimu kim to kamaisa shomar loyri akirin shein an ola zeka. What is forcing the Gemara? Hoil bein sham kushya elam mashe omar besoif loyri ashein shein kavanos lahazik. Why does the Gemara withdraw from that first one? Because the kasha is only on the second one. Says the Rav Kluf b'Rabbi Avrom. So when the Gemara comes, withdraws, it should leave the first one and should say, Loi ri'ya keren she'ein hano le'ezeke k'ri'ya she'ein she'yesh hano le'ezeke. V'loi ri'ya keren, v'loi ri'ya she'ein. And then you would have to say, you would have to turn it around. She'ein yesh hano le'ezeke k'keren she'ein hano le'ezeke. You would have to find some way out. Sorry?
You destroy one leg, you destroy that because the Mishnah says, V'loi this color, that is V'loi ri'ya this color.
So it could be for different reasons. Or it could be for if there is. Or you could argue that you could say if in Hanole Ezeko there is a tzad chumra and a tzad kula, you can use Hanole Ezeko on both sides. If Shein was written, I would have said it doesn't apply to Keren because there's no Hanole Ezeko. And if Keren was written, I would say it doesn't apply to Shein because there is Hanole Ezeko. That's all the Gemara would need to say. If it's so easy to switch from one side to the other, he asks why do you need to just learn it all on Hanole Ezeko? And so he goes on. And this is the answer that the Rimi Gash wrote to Rav Kluf b'Rabbi Avrom. Agav churpe de ma lo kam ayin bo. You're so sharp that you didn't learn the Gemara carefully enough. But behind me, the Gemara, v'achi perush the kamim bereish tana shul the kana mavi l'shem etc. V'achi kama klal v'achi tani mastis lo yizekli yizeh. Shul lo yakirin ki yashim lo yashim ki yakirin achi ka'oma lo yakirin etc. etc. Once the Gemara poses the first half of the question, you can project the second half yourself. You don't need it. And if you'll ask why the Gemara only asks on the one and not on both, is the Gemara this is a phrase the Gemara often uses, that it's like a trader who's reeling off every product he's got to sell. You don't have to do that. You can see from the one. It's an interesting. From here, we've got a raya for the shopkeepers. The shopkeepers always ask me, should you put everything you've got in the windows, or should you only put a few selected pieces in the windows? And I never know what to answer them. So it's a good shayla. On the one hand, somebody walks past and sees just what he wants, so he comes in to buy it. On the other hand, it doesn't look nice to see the whole window cluttered. So, do you see what he's saying? A roichel has to do that. You've got to let people know what you've got. And then, if you're a roichel, you've got to tell them everything. Like these bakiim also, when a person's a baki, when he's a roichel, when he deals in Torah in that sense, he uses it to show off. He's got to quote many sources. The more sources he quotes, the more he's showing what he knows. But says the Rimi Gash, in Torah you don't need that. It's not a ruchel, you don't have to show off what you know. You make a point, you establish a yisoid. Once the yisoid is there, people can use their own seichel to project it into other areas. It's not necessary. And that's why the Gemara only asked it on the second. But we see there's a machlokes in the Rishonim as to whether this, and obviously the fact that the Rimi Gash concerned himself to answer this Rav Kluf's al Barav Rom, he must have been a big godel, and the fact that the Shittim HaKibetis brings the dialogue, it must have been very important. So we see that there's a Rishon who holds that the Kash of Elav Kal Vachomer, who only goes on the second part, and the Rimi Gash shouts at him and says, you didn't learn the Gemara very carefully if you learn it only on the second part. Adar Abba, we now see the Vilna Gaon is coming basically to the defense of Rav Kluf Barav Yavrom, that if he doesn't learn as Tosfos learns, and Tosfos is a doichek, Tosfos is not glad to learn here at all. So if you don't want to learn like Tosfos on Daf Hey, you've got to learn like Rav Kluf learns in Daf Dalet. That's his kasha. The Vilna Gaon's asking a very you told me last time when we learned, and I've looked all over and I couldn't find that Ravid. I looked at the Chidusha Ravid, and the Ashogos Ravid, and the Shittim Kubetis. I couldn't find it. It was when you were in Baltimore that you learned it. Maybe it was the Rav of Beis Din in Baltimore or something. It wasn't. I don't know what it means. So says the Gemara Lil Hussein. Says the Tosfos. Lehil Chosein, have a matzi lememer, the kulu itzrich lemichdev. The Gemara could have said that they all need to be written down. Because if we would have used the me'atzad system of deducing all of them from boir and one other, hova patri behu kelim, we would have been obligated to patr kelim in all cases, because we would have to give the kula of boir to all the other cases. V'yalit michad mehanechu mi'eshen, if we were going to learn from eshen one other, have a patri behu tomun, then you would have had to patr tomun. So however you would have learned it, you would have landed with pturim which don't really apply, which shouldn't apply. You remember the Bris Kerov, this is Tosfos l'shitosui, that if a thing is learned from outside, you've got to apply the kulas of each one to the final product. Not so Rashi and the other Rishonim, the way the Bris Kerov learned. There, once you have defined which it is, and you remember the Pnei Yeshua, the same thing, the Pnei Yeshua made very clear, that you've got to define the shame, you've got to define the definition of a particular malot, of a particular nezikim. And once you've defined it as boir, or as regular, or whatever you want to, even though you may have learnt it from a me'atzad of two others, it doesn't have the properties of the hybrid. It has the properties only of the one which you've defined it as, based on the general appearance. You're going to say, generally, this is closer to esh than to boir, so we'll give it the dinim of esh. The fact that you've also learnt it out of boir does not mean that you have to patr it bekelim. But Tosfos is not without shita. We've had Tosfos before already. When was it on Daf Gimel Amud Beis? We've had Tosfos already before Daf Beis Amud Beis, I think, where it was clear from Tosfos that his shita is that if you learn from a me'atzad, you've got to learn the kulas of both of them into the new. Which means that Tosfos holds that the kula of each is a function of its own peculiarity. Remember, I think that's how we learnt it. That you've got to say that boir is potur bekelim because it's ein ohelechu mazik, maybe. That there is a connection between the two, and that's why you can't learn from. If you're using the element of ein ohelechu mazik to create your new halacha, to create your union, you can't omit the halacha, which is a natural consequence of that peculiarity which you're bringing boir in for. Right? So if you're going through a matzah, if you're starting, let's say, and you're saying, let's say you want to learn regal. So you'll start off and you'll say, my boir, she ein darko leilechu lahazik chayiv, regal she darko leilechu lahazik lo kol shchein. So fine, that's okay. You don't have to put a kelim yet. Then you're going to go and you're going to say, but my regel shekain, what? My regel shekain ishano bezeka, let's say. Okay? But my regel shekain darko lahazik, what? Hezeka motsui. My regel shekain hezeka motsui. So we will have to say then, shein yuchiach. Good. Shein yuchiach, but now shein yuchiach, what does that mean? Even though hezeka motzui, no, you can't say mash. No, hezeka motzui is a chumra. So why is there a kasha on the bor? On bor, adarabi, bor which is not hezeka motzui is chayev regular kol shchein. So what's the kasha on regal? If you learn bor to regal, then what do we ask on regal? My bur, okay. So we ask on bur. My bur tchilos asiyus v'lenezek. So then we'll say shein yuchiach. Then we'll say ma shein hezeka motzui or yeshano lehezeka. Ma shein yeshano lehezeka. Bur yuchiach, where there is no hano lehezeka. But then you're forced to say Tosfos will learn that it's because there's no hano lehezeka that it's potter bekelim. And if it's because there's now no lezeka spot of bekelim, then in regal you're also going to have to pat of bekelim. So you're going to have to learn out of that the particular halacha is a function of the peculiarity of that particular av. Not so according to Rashi, according to the way the others are learning. According to the others, We say they're poshut. We say that it's just a matter of definition. If you've defined it as bur, then it has the halachas of bur. Not because it says that the halachas define, the peculiarities define it. But once it's defined, you apply the halachas that are listed in the Torah. But there's no real connectedness between the halacha and the definition. But then it becomes a gzeras hakosav. Then it becomes a straight gzeras hakosav. But if it's a straight gzeras hakosav, then you can't learn Tosfos' way. Then there's no reason to say, because you're learning it from the me'at tzad, you've got to apply the kulas of both. Why? Decide which it is. And that's the one that the gzeras hakosav you'll give to it. So from Tosfos, the way we explain Tosfos, it's not just the gzeras hakosav. We're understanding the gzeras hakosav more philosophically. And we're saying, you've got to say according to Tosfos, that the particular halacha is a function of the peculiarity of that particular av. And therefore, if you're using an av in order to solve the presence or absence of a peculiarity, then you've got to take it all the way through. If you're creating it that way, then you're left with the consequences of that peculiarity, which are its halachas. That's how Tosfos learns. Which brings Tosfos on to the next point. So what does it mean? Good, so now I know why the Torah has to list them all. The Torah has to list them all because if the Torah would only list Boer and one other, not only wouldn't I know the halachas of the others, but I would have to apply the halachas of Boer and the one other to all of them, which is not what we want. So the Torah has to list them all. Good, now we know that the Torah has to list them all. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, Loiri Zekiri Zeh? That's a lie. That's Poshet Sheker. Loir Izekri Izeh means, if Cho was there, I wouldn't be able to, if Karen was there, I wouldn't be able to learn Regel. If Regel was there, I wouldn't be able to learn Bo. That's what Loir Izekri Izeh means. And we've just said, you would be able to learn. So what does Loir Izekri Izeh mean? So the Cho, why can't we just on simply, that it means Loir Izekri Izeh means, and we would not be able to learn the halachas. Why don't we just answer that? That's good for what the Mishnah means. Why don't we just learn that's what the Mishnah means? Let's say, how would it fit in? And how did we explain that on Daf Gimel? On Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, what did we say it meant? The Haki Kama with Haki Porich. Loiri Hakeren Shekavanos Lahazik Kiri Yashin Shein Kavanos Lahazik. And therefore, what? You wouldn't be able to learn one from the other. Sister says, but you could learn one from the other. That it's Chayev you would know. That it's Chayev you would know. What's Tosfos bothered about with this with the Mishnah? What's his kasha here? You must listen loy ketani. And why? Why does the Mishnah write it? What is bothering Tosfos? And on that day, as you remember, we had the same thing in Tosfos. Tana herich lagdil Torah v'yadu. The Maaseh, you need it for the halachas. So we must say that that's not what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah means Loiri Zekri Zeh, that's not, it means that you couldn't learn the one from the other. That you wouldn't be able to learn, that their peculiarities make it impossible for you to learn the one from the other. Says the Gemara, but you could learn the one from the other. Provided Boer is there, you could learn them all. Answers the Gemara, so why does the Torah list them? Lehil Chosei. That's why the Torah lists them, but why does the Mishnah then go on to say that you couldn't learn one from the other? So the Mishnah wants to show not each chumra, each peculiarity, so that you should appreciate the peculiarities. Why is that important? So that you should know. You, through that you'll come to the discovery of the peculiarities. In other words, if the Mishnah didn't do that, we would learn like Rashi, but it's just Gzeiras HaKosuv. If the Mishnah didn't go through the whole Lower E, what would we say? That there are four Nezikin, Shor, Mave Shor Bor Mave Hever, four Nezikin, each has its particular halachas, which we learn directly from the Torah. Shor is potter b'kelim, Eish is potter b'tomim, Shein and Regel is potter b'shus harabim, Kerin is chayv only chatzi nezik the first two times. All this we would know from the Torah. But we would not make any connectedness between those halachas and their peculiarities. The Lahagdil Torah Lahadir is to bring us to an understanding that the reason for those halachas lies in fact in their peculiarities. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, in fact it remains difficult. Why does the Mishnah bring the Lo Rizek Rizek? And that might be what forces Tosfos onto this, because this shita in Tosfos gets him into a lot of trouble. You remember the Briskerov? We've had this Tosfos, we had the Tosfos Daf Beis, and there are a few further on, where this shita of Tosfos that if you learn from the Me'atzad, you have to follow the halachas through of the participants in the Me'atzad, has brought Tosfos into situations where he's got kashas which he doesn't answer. So our difficulty was, why learn that way? Why not learn the simple way that it's Gzeiras HaKosov? Here we see, if you learn the simple way that it's Gzeiras HaKosov, then it becomes a difficulty, why does the Mishnah bring in Lo Rizeh Kirizeh? Because Lahagdil Torah Lahadi doesn't mean just to tell us nonsense. Lahagdil Torah Lahadi means to tell us, give us information which is MS, although we don't need it Lahaloch. Then we can say Lahagdil Torah Lahadi. So according to Tosfos, what is the information that the Mishnah leads me to? That each has a peculiarity which is the cause for its halacha. But if you hold that the peculiarity is not the cause for the halacha, then why go through the Lo Rizeh Kirizeh? And that forces Tosfos into learning that the halacha is a peculiarity, that is a consequence of the peculiarity, and therefore when you make it Tzad HaShoveh, you've got to use the chumras of both, you've got to use the kulas of both of them in the new hybrid which you create. If we hadn't known what? Lo Rizeh Kirizeh, if we hadn't gone through that whole process, it would make no difference la halacha. Oh, except the only place it would make a difference is in the Me'atzad. Yeah. So then the halacha might have been different. I mean, then it's not just like the Torah la Hadir, it's tacit for us to know. Then it would be important for us to know that you've got to give the, because that will be those halachas. But in the case where you've created a new one out of a hybrid, you've got to give it the halachas of both. Whereas had the Mishnah not gone through it this way, I would have said no, I would have learned like Rashi, that you just give it the halachas of the particular av into which you classify it. So it's more than like the Torah Lahadir according to that. It's not so much that what Tosfos seems to be saying is it's not that the Mishnah says it in order to teach you that. The Mishnah says it because it's emes, because that's the Lahagdil Torah Lahadir, that there is a relationship between the one and the other. Memele, it comes out from Tosfos. If that's the case, then you've got to learn in this particular way. Ah, you're asking, but that is enough Kimin al-Aloche. You're asking, still that is enough Kimin al-Aloche. The only problem is we see the Gemara doesn't learn that way. The Gemara doesn't accept that nafkei min al-halacha. That was the Tosfos on... Where was that Tosfos? Where he left it b'tzorich iyun. Which one? Ma'atzad ul kamen gabi atzad ashur dekamen abay li tuy avnu b'sakinu lo yigoros ilu la adama kudu b'shiru b'manu b'manu b'manu. So we see Lemaise that nafkimina isn't expressed, and Tosfos is left with a difficulty in that. Lemaise doesn't work that way. Tosfos says it should work. If you learn the Mishnah, if you're not going to make nonsense of the Lo Rizeh Kirizeh, it's going to come out with a nafkimina. I the Maisa you see in the Gemara, there isn't such a nafkamina. Maybe that's what he means, like the Torah Lahadi. You need to know that's the way it works. I la halacha, we don't pass on that. I don't know. It's difficult to say. difficult to say. Okay, we'll leave it here. There isn't a shiur on Thursday. So next Sunday, in Mirtz Hashem, I want to move right down to the bottom of the next page, since we've done the Gemara already. We'll go through the Gemara and the Rashi fairly quickly and spend our time on the Tosfos.